RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. You're listening to RMU Chat. Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Zach Laufer, possibly a Sean Kepfinger. But at least right now we have Jake Hartsfield at the desk.
Jared in the desk.
No, Jared at the desk. We have
Jake.
Yeah,
he's upgraded from the corner.
And the proper name, Ben.
Yes.
Jake at the desk.
I know. I had some troubles earlier, but, you know, we're moving past that. I know, too. I'm on strike, too. I understand.
Okay.
We're starting RMU Chat this week on a little bit of a somber note. The RMU community lost one of our own last Friday. Jordan Willis was a senior computer information systems student here. He passed away on campus. Was very well liked on campus. Was very involved with his fraternity, Delta Tau Delta, and there was a handful of other things that he was involved in. Hannah, I don't know about you, but anytime there was a big student activity event going on, if there was a lot of stuff going on, Jordan was always one of the people that I saw.
Yeah, that's how I recognized him. I didn't know him personally, unfortunately, but I can tell he was an absolutely great person just from hearing the stories around campus that everybody that knew him, which almost seems like it was everybody, but he was definitely always involved. Like, I just recognized his face instantaneously. Like, I would see him around campus all the time. Just, he was very involved.
Yeah. The overall RMU community found out through an email from Provost and Interim President Jameson. And whenever I got that, I was completely floored. We know one thing that is available on campus, if anybody needs it, is there's always the student services. There's always people to talk to, and I think in this time that's one of the things we always want to reiterate. And Zach, I know that we always go through a lot of stuff, but you know those things are there for, like, if you have troubles, they're there for you.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know him that well either, but I did recognize him because the first intramural flag football game I ever played on campus was against the Delts, and he was like their star, quote unquote, star player. He was really nice. He was a really nice kid, and it's important for people that really knew him well to have this outlet for their grief and be able to speak to, like, a counselor. That's why it's really important that we have those on campus.
Yeah. And Jake, I'm not sure if you've seen this, but the GoFundMe page that has been started by Delta Tau Delta, it's crazy how much the outpouring is for support for Jordan and the Delts and Jordan's family. $10,000 was the original goal. It's at 11,000 now.
That's crazy.
And mm-hmm. they just upped the goal right now to 15,000.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I think it really shows that, you know, no matter what happens, the RMU community is here.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Like you said, I think it really shows that community of Robert Morris, how tightly knit we are. Because last time I had heard, I hadn't looked in a few days, but I saw 7,000, which is incredible to begin with. But,
yeah.
I think that's something huge for the family. It's just one less thing to worry about. And also to know that you have the whole school kind of behind you.
Yeah. Delta Tau Delta did put on a statement whenever Jordan did pass away. It said that today the Delta flag flies at half staff as we remember our brother Jordan. As an original founding member of Delta Tau Delta, all of us would not be together if it weren't for him. Words cannot describe the pain we are in during this difficult time, but we will get through it together and remember how great of a person, friend, and brother Jordan was. Keep his family in our thoughts and prayers. We love you and miss you every day, Jordan. Yeah, and I think the one thing that we can just do right now for the Delts and for friends and family of Jordan is just, you know, offer you know, the condolences, see if, you know, they're doing okay, seeing if they can, if they need a person to talk to. I know that we all know, you know, friends of Jordan. We all know members of Delta Tel Delta. We work with them on a regular basis. A good person here for RME Radio, Vince Russo, he's one of the founding members with Jordan on Delta Tel Delta. So we got to think about those guys as well.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is, you know, the Delts and everybody, all of Greek Life, is doing such a good job of just keeping his legacy alive. Like you said, he was a founding member of Delta Tau Delta, and just all Greek Life, everybody has come together, and every fraternity, every sorority, everyone has chipped in, especially on that GoFundMe. And I think that's really important, that even though, you know, there's Greek Week and there's always the little tiny feuds between Greek Life, everyone, again, has just come together so well.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the GoFundMe page, and I'm not going to put, you know, names out there for the dollar amounts that I'm seeing, but I'm seeing 5, I'm seeing 50, 20, 108. There was an organization on campus that donated $625. So that's a good bit of money that's going to go to a worthy cause and help Jordan's family take care of all they need. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was going to be a scholarship at some point named after him or in some form for his legacy. And I know that he's from the Philadelphia area, and I know that the Delts right now are trying to find a way that they can all go in mass. There's 40 Delts on campus that they all want to try to go to the viewing for Jordan and show their support as well. Yeah. Shifting gears a little bit, Hannah, maybe you can help me out talking about this as well. There was an article on Century that was posted the other day. Delaney Hassel put it up about the sexual assaults that are not necessarily rampant on campus, but there's a lot going on campus right now. Can you give us a little bit more about what Delaney wrote with that? And I know that she worked very hard on this article.
Oh yeah, definitely. She talked to me a lot while she was writing it. She interviewed, oh my gosh, I don't know how many people, but just regarding like the number and everything about stuff that's happening on campus. Something that we talked about, and I forget who exactly it was, they wanted to say that they don't believe that sexual assault is rising on campus. It's just becoming reported, finally. Mm-hmm. And that's what's causing it. Like, there's being light shed on it because people are finally coming forward and not just maybe hiding it or not even acknowledging it. They're saying that it's happening, and so it can be dealt with, and people can be made aware of it because it happens on every single campus. There's no way around that. Definitely happens.
Why all of a sudden are we just starting to see these reports? Like, what is being prompted by these victims?
See, I think that's just like how it's kind of going. I can't remember her article. Like, I'm sure she explains it more in depth than here and everything. So I definitely recommend to check it out. But it's been a while since I've read it, actually, because
right.
I read it whenever it first came out.
Right.
But I think it's just there's more things available now. You know, people are able to come forward, and it's more of a comforting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it's not looked down upon
right.
anymore. And I think that's there was like a good quote in there, like basically saying, how could this happen? You know what
yeah.
I mean? You become ashamed and everything just because like you feel like it's your fault, essentially, or you're going to be looked at differently. You know,
yeah.
That's why people, I think, don't usually come forward.
Right. And, you know, I'm not going to, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to sound like an idiot talking about this. But I mean, if this was me, like, I know that like all the statistics are primarily, you know, women are primary victims of sexual assault, but there's also men that are victims of sexual assault as well. If something would happen to me, no matter what, I would say something.
Yeah. Some people have different ways of coping with it. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And just not everybody is there to handle it. And I feel like people think they're so much on their own, essentially
right.
whenever like the realization, like what just happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? And people were just afraid, you know, especially of everything that you have to go through, depending like the hospital and the examinations and just talking to the police. And, you know, you almost have to relive it
mm-hmm.
and you want to forget it.
Right. Right. So we can find this article on rmucentrymedia.com. Hannah, is there anything else that's coming down the pike this week that we should keep our eyes and ears look forward to?
Nothing too huge, I don't think. I think it's just mainly the normal stuff. We have a Rooney Scholar here that's here for one more week from Israel, and I believe Jake could probably even tell you a little bit more because he's more in your field.
Yeah.
I don't know a whole lot yet. I wanted to get to the welcome that they had yesterday. Couldn't make it, unfortunately. But I know that he has done quite a bit of work, and I forget exactly how long he's going to be here, but definitely going to be interesting to learn more in the coming weeks because I think he's going to be visiting a couple of media arts classes and everything.
Yeah. I know that he's already walked through the Academic Media Center a good bit. I know that he was on Don Luisi's show, Damn Right I Got the Blues, for talking about music and things like that. But yeah, I think it's really cool that we have that opportunity to talk to people like this and scholars, you know, to actually, you know, tell us what it's like in the real world, how we can apply it to our education.
Yeah, definitely. We had a Misha yesterday, who was the...
It was Misha. Yeah, that's who I was talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But there's another one.
Yeah, we have a new documentary filmmaker that just came in. That
okay.
He's the Rooney Scholar through January.
So. Okay.
But yeah, Misha was really cool. He came into our TV class yesterday and really... we talked, I think, for over 2 hours just about different films that he had worked on and different projects, and he gave us all kinds of really, really cool, exciting advice.
Yeah.
So
cool. We're going to take a break. Whenever we come back, we are getting towards the end of January, which means we're going to be starting a new month, which means there's going to be new things that are coming on Netflix. There's going to be some things that are going to be leaving. So we kind of have to break that down a little bit, talk a little bit about that. You are listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
When it comes to Robert Morris news, sports, and lifestyle, nobody has it covered better than RMU Sentry Media. And now, with the RMU Sentry Media app, you can have all the RMU information you need in the palm of your hand and on the go, including RMU Radio and RMU TV. Download the app today on iTunes, Google Play, or Android Market, or go to rmucentrymedia.com, the number one news source for Robert Morris University.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza, along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas, along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
Your campus, your voice, your Colonials. RMU Radio is the home for men's basketball.
Stewart in transition, a mini post run down over JoJo Cooper. Put him on a poster.
Men's hockey.
For Zach Lynch, he's going to go for the net. Can they make it 4? He does!
And RMU football. Listen online at rmuradio.com or on the Sentry Media app. Your Colonials play right here on RMU Radio.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show finalist comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
And 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Hi, this is Michael DeLauro, Director of the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. You were listening to RMU Chat. We got a little funky in that break. Just a little bit. Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Zach Laufer, Jay Kartsfeld at the desk.
Getting funky.
Getting funky at the desk. Just clean up your getting funky whenever you're done. Thank you.
Oh boy.
Thank you. We are getting close to February 1st, which means some things are going to be coming and going from Netflix. We're primarily focusing on Netflix. I don't care about Amazon Prime. I don't care about Hulu because I don't have those. And Netflix is where it's at, essentially. So, the big things that are leaving Netflix starting in February, nothing big, I guess. Well, there are a couple big things. Zach's a little bit upset that The Hurt Locker's leaving.
That's a shame.
I'm a little bit upset that Terminator's leaving because I love the Terminator. I'm really bummed that Doctor Who is going to be not on Netflix anymore. Makes me sad.
I mean, it's a huge deal.
Yeah. To me, it's not, but I definitely can see. I know a lot of people that are fans of it. And I mean, it's definitely a staple to sci-fi TV, I would say.
So. Yeah. The big thing that everyone says is, you know, that's the reason why a lot of people got into Doctor Who was because it was on Netflix and it was always there. There's also speculation that the shows themselves could go to Amazon Prime or Hulu, or there's also talk that BBC is going to start their own standalone streaming service, which whenever I said that, Zach, you kind of rolled your eyes because it's another thing you got to worry about.
There are so many different streaming services, and they're all competing for different things, and people are taking off shows and putting shows on, and they're stealing the rights to this show, and this movie's getting added, and this movie's getting taken off. Why?
And you just want to watch shows.
All I want to do is watch the shows I want to watch. But why can't I do that all in one place? Why does it have to be? Why can't it just be a monopoly? Sometimes I just wish it was a monopoly, like Netflix.
But it can't be that way.
But Netflix just had the entire market by the throat. I wish it was that way still.
Yeah, you got to make money somehow. So they're going to take all the good shows and put them on separate services.
Oh yeah, yeah. Which kind of stinks sometimes because then you have to watch, you have to subscribe to Netflix so you can watch Breaking Bad. You have to subscribe to Amazon Prime to watch your Transparent. You have to subscribe to HBO Go to watch your Sopranos.
It's ridiculous.
So notice I didn't say anything about Hulu because nobody really cares about Hulu.
Because even though you pay, you still have to watch ads.
Exactly.
That's so stupid.
Exactly. Netflix has no ads.
Granted, I mean, my sister has Hulu and I use it, but that's when I can't find what I'm looking for on Netflix or FX or any sites.
So you're one of those guys that doesn't have your own Netflix account.
I have Netflix. I don't have Hulu. I use my sister's Hulu.
Okay. So you have your own Netflix account.
Yes.
Okay. But you have to use... Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So
I'm not going to pay for Hulu because it's pointless.
It's junky.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I think we all have the same list up. So, Hannah, what show are you looking forward to the most coming to Netflix in February?
Okay, I am beyond excited for the end of the month, February 26, whenever Fuller House is coming to Netflix. Oh, man, I just cannot wait.
And all the stuff that they have kind of leaked to us a little bit.
Yeah.
They're just little teasers, nothing really special.
Yeah.
But everything that they've done out, they've brought out so far is... and getting everybody excited.
Yeah, I think mainly they've just been releasing photos, even from the most part. There's no actual video component too much. So it's giving a lot away. If anything, you have to just make it out from interviews that they've done or the photos. But I think it's going to be really good.
I think it's really cool. The set is still the same. Nothing changed.
It's just modernized, essentially.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
New appliances and some fresh paint.
Yeah. I wonder if the red light on the steps in the kitchen going down to the basement still works.
That will be interesting.
Do you remember that when Jesse and Joey would go down there to record and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that still works. I still hope that they utilize that.
That would be great. I wonder what the bedroom, upstairs apartment will be like where Becky and Jesse live. What's going to be going on up there?
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. They did release a little, a minute and a half featurette.
Yeah.
And Candace Cameron said something that... With Full House, it was three guys raising girls, and now this one, it's three girls raising boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be really cool. I think that was really interesting how they kind of switched that around.
Yeah, and I also liked how they got the name for it, because they had her, like, she's widowed now, but right. her last name became Fuller.
It's Fuller.
And they just added it on, and that's even a bigger house. It's just, like, a great... Like,
it's clever.
Yes,
it's
they're clever. Great.
The one big thing, though, that's not on it is the Olsen twins. They're not going to be on it.
No, they're not. But I think they're going to reference them and everything from the way they've talked and everything. They're going to have them, like, Michelle will be working in New York City with fashion and everything, and that's what they're doing right now. Okay. So.
Yeah, that's true. That works out. Zach, is there anything special that you're looking forward to?
There are two things, actually.
Okay, we'll take two.
But first of all, preface, I hated Full House. Well, I didn't hate it. I didn't have any like for.
Okay,
I didn't
have that's prefacing nothing. You're adding to the conversation.
Fine.
And you're dumping on
Hannah.
Side note,
I didn't have an interest
in
Full House.
No preface, no side note. All you have to say is, I didn't like Full House.
All right, I didn't like Full House. I'm not going to watch Fuller House. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to February 1st, Better Call Saul, season one.
Okay.
Because I loved Breaking Bad, and I loved the character on Breaking Bad, which is Saul, the lawyer.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to watch season one when it was on... what was it, AMC?
Yes.
Yep, AMC.
So I want to see how they handled that. I think I watched the first episode. Also, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. That movie is...
Looking forward to that as
well. That movie is so funny. Will Ferrell at his best.
Jake?
Well, I would definitely pretty much agree exactly with Wofford in the sense that Better Call Saul, I need to finish like the last two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that. Plus probably just catching up on the entire first season. And also Talladega Nights, who doesn't love it? But I am looking forward to Fuller House. Sorry. Grew up with sisters.
That's
and
fine.
I enjoyed it.
People like it. I just don't get it. I didn't.
You don't like Bob Saget?
Have you ever gave it a try?
You don't like Bob Saget? John Stamos.
John Stamos. And who was the guy that played...
Dan Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Dave.
Who was the guy that played the funny guy?
Dave Coulier.
Yeah. I like... He was the favorite.
Cut it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
I've been practicing. It's got to come back in rotation.
You know what I don't understand?
What don't you understand?
Why they take out popular movies on Netflix? Why don't they? They have all these stats, right? They have all these numbers, all these ratings.
Do they?
They have to.
I've never seen them.
They have to.
We've never seen them.
They have to. How do they see things like that? Who's watching what? And then go, all right, let's take out The Hurt Locker and Doctor Who and The Firm and Rain Man. Like,
well, it also depends on how long they have the license for it.
But you have to think, though, why would they not extend licenses of movies that are popular on Netflix? Why wouldn't they cut ties with movies that aren't doing well and then say, all right, let's get rid of these on February 1st instead of these?
The thing is, they may, like Bennett said, they may be at the end of their licensing, and it could be that, like, say The Hurt Locker. It was a big movie. Everybody watched it. How many people now would be watching it? Is it worth paying all that money to rebuy the license and then lose all that money because all those people are not watching it? So I feel like it's just that
and
big money game.
And with Doctor Who, there was speculation a couple months ago that Doctor Who was going to be leaving Netflix whenever that story broke.
Right.
And they did broker a little bit of a deal with BBC. Okay, we'll keep Doctor Who. Let's give us a couple more things, you know, just so we have, you know, more well-roundedness. But now it's not going to be there anymore, which kind of stinks.
It's a shame.
It is a big shame. I think you would like Doctor Who.
I mean, I never really watched it. I had a lot of friends in high school that watched it, though.
Yeah.
No. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I am looking forward to... I don't know. I've seen Talladega Nights, so I'm probably watch it whenever it comes on. But I'm not gonna like at 12:01. I'm gonna check my Netflix on February 1st to see if it did drop.
You're not all jacked
and
up,
and then immediately watch it. No, I'm not jacked up on Mountain Dew. But one thing I will be looking forward to on February 1st is Sin City is gonna be coming to Netflix. I cannot wait for that. I love that movie. I love the graphic novel series. A Dame to Kill For is also on demand. I forget who's hosting. I think it was like Stars or Showtime has it now. So if you have Stars or Showtime, you can watch that as well. But I really wouldn't recommend it because the Sin City of Dame to Kill For was a terrible movie. I just thought it was.
Yeah.
But the first one is fantastic. What else am I kind of looking forward to? Well, Care Bears season 2 is coming up. I'm kind of excited about that. Fuller House, definitely. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Sword of Destiny. I'm really looking forward to that as well. I enjoyed Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. I haven't watched that in a while. So.
What about that that movie Dope that was produced, Dope? That was directed by Pharrell?
Oh, was that the movie that he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never.
It'd be worth a try.
Yeah, it would be worth like a see what it's all about. Not going to the movies and seeing it like when it was first released.
Yeah, yeah. So we got a lot to look forward to come February 1st, and a couple of Whovians will probably cry in their respective TARDIS merchandise. We are going to take a break. Whenever we come back, it is police blotter time.
I'm not going to try this time.
No, please don't. Please don't. You already broke the mic one time.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to do it again.
I wasn't even that close.
Yeah, close enough. We're doing that whenever we come back. It's RME Chat on RME Radio, your campus, your voice.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show Finalist Comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي أنا الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
In 2015 Best News Interview Finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running Third Greek Life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RME Radio. Come in now for the RME Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
When it comes to Robert Morris news, sports, and lifestyle, nobody has it covered better than RMU Sentry Media. And now, with the RMU Sentry Media app, you can have all the RMU information you need in the palm of your hand and on the go, including RMU Radio and RMU TV. Download the app today on iTunes, Google Play, or Android Market, or go to rmucentrymedia.com, the number one news source for Robert Morris University.
This is Joe Hale, television engineer at the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You are listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
We'll be right back.
Army Radio, your campus, your voice. This is Army Chad Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Zach Laufer, Jake Hartsfeld at the desk, not the corner.
Army Radio.
Army Radio. Zach, do the noise.
Boop, 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 boop. That was sad.
Boop.
Boop, 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 boop. You should probably just record Eddie doing that, and then we can play it.
I should.
Because Zach can't live up to it.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough.
Well, Eddie just goes all out. I just do the straight up boop, 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 and Eddie just goes crazy.
Yeah, we would still be here if I didn't mute a microphone that he was on. Mm-hmm. It is police blotter time. Time for us to make fun of the maladies of our MU student life. Most of the time it's student life, but every now and again there's a staff hiccup like we have this week.
Yeah,
Hannah.
We're not going to get to that one yet.
No, but just a little tease. A little tease. I know. Simmer down, Ben. Simmer down.
Because I know you're excited about it.
I know. I'm looking
forward. Jacked up on that Mountain Dew.
No, I have not had Mountain Dew. Well, okay, except for whenever we had our Baja Blast binge.
Oh.
Which I miss having Baja Blast at Romo's, but nevertheless, yeah, that was a lot. Well, original Mountain Dew. I haven't had original Mountain Dew in a long time.
No, didn't you have one like a week ago with your Mallow Cups?
No.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I did not.
You get the two together every time. Yes.
No, I have not had Mountain Dew in a very long time.
Are you sure?
Yes. If anything, it would probably would have been a tea or a coffee. That I have with my Mallow Cup.
Regardless.
Okay, we're talking about Mountain Dew when we should talking about police blotter stuff. Hannah. Whoop.
I was going to say, do we need to go back and review the tapes to see what you bought?
We might have to. So is police blotter like the Pee Wee Herman now secret word that if you say the secret word, like a noise goes off?
It might come to that.
Okay. Okay. Since we were talking about Netflix earlier, Pee Wee Herman is going to have a movie come to Netflix, like an original thing come to Netflix. Yes.
What is it going to
be? I forget what the name of it, but it's going to be coming out soon. I can't wait. I love Pee Wee Herman. You know who was on Pee Wee Herman? Lawrence Fishburne. Yes.
I don't know who Lawrence Fishburne is.
Morpheus from The Matrix.
That guy.
And he was uncomfortable at a sleepover that they had. You know why? Because he sleeps naked.
That's odd.
This was a kid's show. This was a kid's show. This was a kid's show. Okay,
oh
blotter, Hannah, whoop. Do it.
All right. All right, well, we have your, I think it's Zach's and yours, favorite ones. There's two of them. Can you guess what they are?
Welfare check.
All right, we had one on the 16th and the 23rd. The one on the 16th is officers assisted a parent in making contact with their son. And then on the 23rd, a parent requested this department make contact with their daughter and have her call home. Officers made contact and relayed the message.
Call your parents, guys. Come on. Just tell mom and dad that you're doing okay.
Can I just say, as a CA, those were obnoxious.
Yeah.
I had two or three the one year. And, like, the cops would just call me, and I had thought something was going on. They're like, hey, is this person your resident? Yeah. Have you seen them? Yeah. Go knock on their door and tell them to call their parents. And, you know, I'd knock, and sometimes, like, there was one kid in particular I had to do it to twice. And I'd, like, knock on the door. His parents, like, I don't know how, but the one time his parents got my number and, like, called me, and I had to give him my phone, and, like, they were yelling.
Call your parents.
Yes.
Call your parents.
Call your parents.
Simple solution.
Call your mom. Call your dad. Say hey.
Call them.
That's all you got to do.
Call them.
All right. Then on the 17th, we had a disorderly conduct. Officers were called to a party in Washington Hall. While there, an occupant of the party fled and returned to their residence hall, being Gallatin Hall. I didn't write this, but officers located the student who was issued four citations.
G block.
Gotten off four of those.
G block. Represent.
Okay, here's the one that you've been looking forward to. You'll finally find out what it is.
Okay.
On the 18th, departmental information, an employee reported slipping and falling on an icy sidewalk on their way to their car. Injuries were sustained to the right hand and knee and a possible broken nose.
Ooh.
A report was taken for the incident.
Ooh.
That would.
You would really have to fall wrong to break your nose.
Plus, do everything else to your hand and knee.
Yeah, like how? Like, how
what did you fall into something?
Forward, you pretty much have to fall forward.
That's a forward fall.
That's a forward fall.
Even, like, don't even catch yourself. Like, did their face smack off the ground or
their
what?
Hand must have like hit the ice and like hurt? What was it? You said their their right hand. So they must like hit the ice. Their hand slipped and then their face just like wham.
Like your ring on the table.
Yes, I did not mean. At least it wasn't me into the mic.
Ah, yeah. I mean,
that was the worst thing ever.
I've fallen on ice and I've hurt my hand trying to support myself going down, and I've hurt my back a couple times, but I've never been able to fall forward, hurt my hand, hurt my knee, and bang my face off the ground. That's impressive for that person to actually be able to do that. But man, that really stinks. That really stinks.
I mean,
that's tough. It's tough to do. It's really hard.
I've fallen around on campus. I mean, sometimes you have to wonder about the salting job that they actually do around campus. Sometimes
especially the stairs.
Yes, those stairs by the Nicholson Lawn sometimes. Well, yes. Those kind of scare me sometimes. That was one thing. Hate to compare it, but whenever DeLoma was around, that was always taken care of. I know that Jameson still probably, make sure that those things are taken care of, and I'd like to think that the new president's going to take care of that as well. But, yeah, that's big. This is a big campus. This is a walkable campus.
Yeah, you have to walk up and down hills and just everywhere.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe we'll have another incident like that, and we'll to bring them on for a special interview and ask them how
hopefully
they did it.
Hopefully we won't anymore. Hopefully we don't have any more sleet and snow.
All right. Then the last one I have is suspicious incident that happened on the 21st. An anonymous caller reported something suspicious with one of the shuttle drivers. Officers spoke to both drivers on shift and did not find anything related to the caller's report. I want to know what they called about. Because, I've heard crazy stories about some of these drivers, but I want to know what this one was.
This is why I refuse to use the shuttle. Just saying.
Agreed.
I would rather drive.
That's
some of them are just reckless, but that's not really suspicious.
No, that's just kind of odd.
I really want to know now. Who can we talk to figure this out? I want to know. Bless you.
Excuse me.
You'd have to go to the police, but I don't think we'll get anything, unfortunately.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, there was a lot of marijuana busts.
All right, let's hear one. I'm ready for one.
Jake, a lot of marijuana busts.
Let's see. There's not really any good ones. That's probably the wrong way to put that, but
as opposed to a bad marijuana bust.
Good one isn't any more than just we smelled it and went in. But let's see. Yeah,
a good one would be they were smoking it. They were hotboxing their car outside the police station, and then they came out. That would be a good one. Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, pretty much all of these are just, it was in a dorm room, which, again, just stupid. Like, it's so obvious when you're doing so. No, I'm not seeing anything that's more than.
There was a.
Nothing really out of the ordinary.
Wasn't there one, though?
Ooh, Adams Hall, represent.
On the third floor of Yorktown, right after.
I was just going to talk about that one. I just found that.
E-Sig alarm went off.
Yep.
Because I think that's on here.
Yeah, I was just going to say I found that one. Although, yeah. Well, no,
can we say it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. They have it on the following day, so it must not have actually been anything. But, yeah, somebody was using an e-cigarette on, I think, I don't know, 7th floor of Yorktown or somewhere in Yorktown, and there was, the whole fire drill. Everyone had to leave. And when we went back up, the third floor, which is where I live, was full of the nice smell of marijuanas, and the cops went in and were talking to one of the rooms. So
there you go.
That's just bad timing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
You can find the police blotter every week on rmucentralmedia.com. You didn't do it.
Oh. No, that's fine.
You just failed. Beep,
beep. There we go. Thank you. Whenever we come back, Zach Laufer is talking sports. A RMU soccer player got drafted by an MLS team. We'll be talking about that. Scott Gibson had a milestone for hockey.
Greg Gibson.
I know it's Scott Gibson. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
Greg Gibson.
That's fine.
I could be calling you a wrong name.
It'll probably happen by the end.
Probably. Now, just because I thought of it now, it's going to be in my head. Yep. So whenever I come back, it's going to be, you know.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
Your campus, your voice, your Colonials. RMU Radio is the home for men's basketball.
Stewart in transition, a mini throws one down over JoJo Cooper. Put him on a poster.
Men's hockey.
For Zach Lynch, he's going to go for the net. Can they make it four? He does!
And RMU football. Listen online at rmuradio.com or on the Century Media app. Your Colonials play right here on RMU Radio.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
RMU Radio, your award-winning station. 2015 Intercollegiate Broadcasting System's Best Specialty Show finalist comment.
لكن في سؤال عندي الآن، هل تعتقد الممثل لابد أن يكون يعني إنسان متوسع في أفكاره؟
And 2015 Best News Interview finalist Ben Cole with Scott Erlbacher.
Let's put you in West Virginia and running their Greek life. If this happened under your watch, what would you have done?
Society for Collegiate Journalists, first place internet radio overall excellence.
You are tuned in to Underground Hits.
Welcome to Out of My Element.
This is Colonial Talk.
Sports Talk in the Berg.
Welcome to Literature Out Loud.
RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
When it comes to Robert Morris news, sports, and lifestyle, nobody has it covered better than RMU Century Media. And now, with the RMU Century Media app, you can have all the RMU information you need in the palm of your hand and on the go, including RMU Radio and RMU TV. Download the app today on iTunes, Google Play, or Android Market, or go to rmucenturymedia.com, the number one news source for Robert Morris University.
Hi, this is Dr. Heather Pinson, the Department Head of Communication, and you're listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Ben Cole, Hannah Smith, Zach Lofer, Jake Hartsfield at the desk. Yay. Yay.
You got him that time.
I did something. Sports time with Zach Lofer. A couple weeks ago, the MLS draft, the super draft.
The super draft. The MLS super draft.
Well, no, because they have like 9.5 million different drafts.
Yeah, it's
so,
weird.
So this one is the main. So this is the super draft. This is whenever college players get drafted by MLS teams. There were a couple shakeups. We were watching it periodically. We were kind of excited about certain moves, and we kept on waiting for Nico Brett's name to be called. We had to wait till the end of the second round.
But it was finally called.
Nico Brett got drafted by the Portland Timbers.
Of all teams.
The MLS Cup winning Portland Timbers. And ironically, the next pick was the Columbus Crew.
Who have an affiliation with the Riverhounds.
So there could have been a possibility there that the Crew could have loaned out Nico down to the Riverhounds. That would have been fun to see Nico go up with Miro.
Yeah.
Miro Cabrillo.
Wow.
That could have been a lot of fun. But we're not going to see that happen.
Worst case scenario, he'll be a
T2. That's what everyone keeps on saying. Caleb Porter did say immediately following the draft that there's a very good chance that he's going to be playing with T2. He didn't say any big reasons why he would have that happen.
They have a lot of depth at forward. I mean, they even drafted another forward in with their first round pick.
Yeah.
So it'll be hard for Nico to crack the first team, I think. I think it would be better for his development to play for a year or two at T2.
I agree. And I'm not sure how familiar you are with the USL.
I'm not that familiar with the USL.
With what has been going on recently in the last few years is MLS teams are starting to put in their own teams in USL. There was a reserve league that players kind of like Nico that were on the fringe could get some reps. The reserve league essentially was a dumpster fire. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So MLS partnered up with USL. Some teams were affiliate with other clubs, like the Crew is doing with the Riverhounds. Others are making their own teams, like the Portland Timbers have done with T2. A lot of the Western Conference teams for MLS have done that. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the Western Conference for USL is really loaded up with MLS 2 teams. There's T2 for Portland. Seattle's got theirs in there. Vancouver. And there's Real Salt Lake has theirs in as well. Yep. Sporting Kansas City just dropped theirs in too. And there's also some regular USL teams. But the one nice thing that Nico's going to have is he's going to go up against that MLS caliber competition.
Right.
And there's also some powerhouse clubs that are in USL that are just regular USL clubs that are not MLS 2 teams that he's also going to get some good reps with.
Yeah, I mean, it'll only make him better. It'll only make him a better player to be able to start on a team again, get reps down in A League. It doesn't really matter which league. Because it would be tough for him to sit out. You know what I mean? It would be tough for him to develop as a player by just watching the Timbers play, because he wouldn't be starting obviously,
right,
if he made the first team. He would be a reserve player and he wouldn't develop that way.
Right.
You need live game action to be able to learn where you fit with this organization and where they can see you playing in the future.
And I think it's really nice that, you know, Nico was drafted by Portland, because their head coach, Caleb Porter, first off, he just signed a contract, like a 3-year deal, I think, with Timbers. But he also comes from the collegiate level. He was at the University of Akron for a good while, won the national title with them, I think, once or twice. I can't remember. He won it at least one time. But he knows how to handle college players, and because he's at that next level now, he knows how to handle a guy coming from a college going into a professional rank. So I think it's going to be good that he's going to be mentored a little bit by Caleb.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit different because it seems like he's primarily going to be with T2.
Right.
They're going to be – I'm guessing that they primarily will train together. It probably depends on their schedules. But I think for the most part, Nico's probably still going to get, you know, a couple attentions paid to him from Caleb Porter. I'd like to think –
I would assume so. I would like to think that, yeah.
I would really hope that the USL season ends before MLS season ends. I would like to think that there's a possibility that Nico could – hop up to Portland whenever the USL season is done, because at that point Timbers are making a push for the playoffs,
right,
or they could have already clinched the playoffs and they're trying to get players a little bit more extra rep that might not normally get that. I would be okay with Nico Brett getting some garbage time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I have no problem with that.
In the MLS, definitely.
Yeah.
One thing the Portland Timbers need to do is address their webpage. Though, blame the intern, I guess.
We could blame the intern.
Because under Nico Brett's profile page for Portland's MLS Associated Timbers.com, the main profile picture has not Nico Brett, but fellow Jamaican RMU soccer player Carl Reed, who's not number 15. He's number 7. Again, not Nico Brett. That needs to be addressed. You don't like to have the wrong player in the photo. That's not a great thing.
So, oops. Close, but not close enough.
Honestly, they look pretty similar, minus the beard. But
beard, height, you know.
But it's hard to tell 5'8", 5'10", when you're just looking at a picture, though, when there's no one else in the frame.
Yeah.
I'll give it that.
Yeah.
But, again, the number should have been the first indicator for this intern, whoever put it on the webpage, to go, maybe that's not Nico. But
okay.
They need to fix that. Okay. I'll put a comment up on here.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You should.
Why not? I'll tweet at Timber, say, hey, your Nico Brett picture is not Nico Brett.
Okay. Shifting gears to ice hockey now.
Yeah.
We have to go back to this past weekend with the series against Mercyhurst. First game, both teams tied 2-2. But the second night, Colonials winning 6-1. That's not only a massive scoreline, but the big takeaway from that night is Greg Gibson, 2 assists, 1 goal, and he scores his he notches his 100th career point for RMU hockey. That's big.
It's a big deal. Just as big of a deal as Doctor Who being released from Netflix. Taking off of Netflix, that's a big deal. As big of a deal as Fuller House coming to Netflix.
Woo.
You can put it right up there. Because in 3 to 4 years of playing collegiate ice hockey, scoring 100 points is rare. I mean, you don't have as long a seasons as you do in the NHL. So you may think that 100 points for like Sidney Crosby is no big deal. But for a college hockey player, 25 points in a season is a big deal. And these guys have already surpassed that in rapid fashion. I mean, Gibson and Lynch are up in the top fives in scoring and goals.
So. If Greg Gibson is going to notch the more points this year, he's got a little bit of way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, he's sitting in the top 10 with his points.
Right.
Zach Lynch right now has 137 points. He's third.
Yeah.
Number 2 is Nathan Longpre. Is that how we say it, Longpre? Mm-hmm. He's got 138, and he's done. He's since graduated class of 2011. But the guy that has it up top is Cody Wido.
Yep.
150.
Wow. But is Gibson a junior or a senior? I can't remember.
He's a senior.
He's a senior.
He's got his work cut out for him in these.
I was gonna say he's really gonna have to hustle.
8 games.
Yeah.
8 games.
Yep.
Right now. Okay.
It's more like Lynch has a better shot of topping Wido's mark than
how many did you say Lynch has?
137.
37. Okay.
Yeah, 137.
And Wido had
150.
150. Yeah.
Could happen.
Lynch could do that definitely. 8 games.
Unfortunately, Gibson is a senior. I think there's more of a possibility that Zach Lynch could catch Wido.
Yeah.
But either way, is the last thing that I'll ask you, is Cody Wido still considered the best RMU Colonials men's hockey player?
Ever?
Ever.
Yeah, until Zach Lynch surpasses him in points. or leads him to an AHC tournament championship. That's
okay.
What I'll say. If he leads the team to win the AHC and take them to the Frozen Four, then we can definitely put Lynch ahead of Wido.
I'd like to think that Lynch might be a little bit more not almost said more better. I just said more better. Whenever Lynch graduates, I'm going to be curious to see where he ends up. If he can get to a better position than Cody has, I mean Willie Naylor's, that's nothing to snuff at. But I want to see what Lynch can do with himself. If there's a way that he can get into like an ECHL team,
mm-hmm.
or even parlay a way that he can get to an AHL team, I think that'd be really cool.
I think there's a good possibility he can get to an AHL team. Definitely, yeah. He spent a couple of years in AHL. He he's not going to be, you know, like a top six forward guy in the NHL.
Yeah.
But he can definitely be a grinded out kind of player that has scoring ability in the bottom six in an NHL team in the future.
Now, what really holds teams from picking him?
It,
with Wido, it was his height.
But with Lynch, it's more of he doesn't have the size.
So Lynch, it's his height as well.
Well, it's the height, and he would need to bulk up.
Yeah.
Completely.
He doesn't have the physicality, the physical ability to be able to withstand an AHL, NHL defenders and get around to get scoring.
He's got the speed for sure.
I'll show you Martin Saint-Louis.
But that's a special case. Yeah. Out of this world talent and shooting ability.
Yeah.
That's a different. It's a apples and oranges.
Oh, fine. Fine.
You get yeah.
That and also Saint Louis did come from University of Vermont, so a completely different program.
I mean,
fine.
We're talking about RMU in the AHC, by far the worst conference in the NCAA. So, if he were from North Dakota, Michigan, BU, BC, we'd be talking about some guy who could get drafted to an NHL team, possibly.
Johnny Goudreau, for example.
Zach Lynch is up for the Hobie Baker Award again.
He's like 17th place right now in the voting.
He's up for the Hobie Baker Award, though. So we said it last year about Wido.
Yeah, but again, even Wido cracked the top 10. I don't think Lynch is even going to crack the top 15.
Okay, fine.
It has to do with where he's at, what conference he's playing in, the type of opponents he's playing. It's tough to sell that to an NHL organization to draft him.
Yeah.
Or even sign him to an AHL contract.
Sure.
I think that will happen, though. If he leads them to at least a regular season AHC championship, I think that he will get signed by an AHL
there
team.
We go. Okay. I think
bold prediction.
It's strong.
Yeah.
It's a strong prediction.
Yeah.
I'm for it. I think that's going to do it for us today. For Hannah Smith, Zach Laufer, Jake Hartsfield, boo Sean Kepfinger whenever you see him in the halls. Boo that man, because he was an absolute no-show today. Boo Sean Kepfinger. You've been listening to RMU Chat on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
advice to a young man or woman who's living this life in a world gone to hell where nobody's safe.